Solar Bear's right there. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what he's going to bring to my attention next or what he's going to talk me into. But trust me, this thing is real.
Welcome to Social Entrepreneur. My name is Tony Lloyd. I'm a former Fortune 500 executive, but today I spend my time with changemakers who are making an impact in the world. We hear exciting stories of ordinary people just like you who are making a difference. They share their successes, their failures, and what they're learning along the way. Thanks for being with me today. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome back to Social Entrepreneur and today's guest, Robert Blake of Solar Bear. Now, in this season of Social Entrepreneur, we've been talking about a just and equitable transition to a clean energy economy. And it's been interesting as I've looked back through my previous episodes. I really have had very few Native American guests, and that's sort of surprising given the fact that I live in Minnesota. There are 11 Native nations here in Minnesota alone. If I include North Dakota, South Dakota, there are 23 nations within that region. So today we want to correct for that, but I want to do it with somebody I'm really impressed with, and that's Robert Blake of Solar Bear. Robert has this habit of mashing up two problems and creating a solution. So, for example, Robert addresses the problem of poverty on Native reservations by teaching people how to install and work on solar power. He does the same thing at the Willow River Correctional Facility, where he teaches inmates how to install solar energy or to become electricians. And to facilitate these kinds of activities, he also created a nonprofit called Native Son Community Power Development. And one of their projects, they're taking K-12 curriculum, some polar bears wearing sunglasses, he calls them solar bears, and he mashes those together with the need for Native children to learn Ojibwe. So here he is to tell his story, Robert Blake of Solar Bear.
Hi, I am Robert Blake, owner of Solar Bear, executive director of Native Son Community Power Development. I am a social entrepreneur, organizer, and I like to think of myself as a security professional also. And those are kind of my passions.
Bob, you mentioned Solar Bear in there. Well, you have a couple of organizations, but when it comes to Solar Bear, what's the problem you're trying to solve here?
Yeah, well, what we're trying to solve is climate change. Basically, what I'm doing with Solar Bear is we are a solar installation company. We are currently building a 20 megawatt project on the Red Lake Indian Reservation in northern Minnesota. What we do is we put individuals that are there in the community to work. We train them up, put them through a little boot camp around solar energy installation, and we get them installing solar right there on the reservation.
For people who are, you know, this podcast is heard around the world. So give people kind of a concept of what do you mean when you say the community?
Well, the community being right there in the boundaries of the Red Lake Indian Reservation. And so the idea here is that if we can do this here in Red Lake, we can replicate it and bring it out to other tribal nations. And the hope there is that we can build a workforce that is centered around renewable energy, education, and the opportunities that hopefully will spring from that, having that energy source in the community. We'll see entrepreneurial opportunities. The big hope there is that we're going to see renewable energy can solve a human health crisis. We know that on tribal nations and reservations, that there is a high poverty rate, alcohol addiction, drug addiction. We know of missing, murdered Indigenous women. And what I'm hoping is that with this energy source, we can provide the opportunities and give purpose to the community members, and which will then be able to drive them in a direction that is a more sustainable and healthy way of living life. So the idea is to take everybody and move them in one direction. And the hope is that then the disparities will then fall to the wayside.
You're kind of hitting on something. I noticed on your website, you mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned social justice and you mentioned the prison industrial complex. So, you know, you said one of the problems you're trying to solve is climate change, but it sounds like there's this other problem you're trying to solve with the same solution. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I was just recently nominated by the governor for the state of Minnesota to be on the Workforce Development Board. And one of the things, the reason why I was asked to be on this was because of my work around the Department of Corrections and Willow River Correctional Facility, where I helped with the DOC in this putting together a workforce development program for the inmates there at the DOC around solar installations. So the idea here is to battle mass incarceration with climate change, fight climate change with mass incarceration. We all know that we here in the United States have a problem with, we are one of the leaders in incarcerating our citizens. And, you know, the idea came to me in the sense that I have this existential problem. Can we get individuals that are incarcerated to fight climate change? The hope here is that, you know, we can employ and give purpose to these individuals. They can then basically turn their lives around. We all know that, at least I believe, that healing is in the environment. So if we could have these individuals work in the solar industry, be installers, maybe become electricians, we feel that this will be an opportunity for them to go ahead and heal and give back to society in a way that they feel is better for them and better for their families. And it's a ripple effect. So when these individuals come out of these correctional facilities and they are doing solar, you know, they're then taking their families off of public assistance. They're then showing their kids that they have a steady job. And that in turn breaks that cycle in which the kids would then follow the parent into this type of lifestyle. So I really see this as just kind of just a way of looking at climate change in a way like, how can we do this? But we also have this other problem, which is mass incarceration. So the way I see this is the world is giving us this big problem, but it's saying to us human beings, how can we solve these little problems with this big problem? And that's mass incarceration and climate change. So just bringing the two together.
Yeah, that's amazing. You found it necessary recently to start another organization. You're a busy guy, Bob. And so you started Native Son. So tell me what Native Son is.
Yeah, Native Son is an organization that is a nonprofit. It's called Native Son Community Power Development, and it's located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Essentially, what we're doing there is, you know, this is our vehicle to basically do stuff around education K-12. One of the things that I was working on before the whole pandemic happened was I was working with the Science Museum of Minnesota in creating a curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade. And what we were doing was we wanted to pilot this in the Red Lake Indian Reservation in the school district there. Basically, it was called the Solar Cub Program. And it was going to focus in on renewable, teaching kids renewable energy, energy efficiency, recycling, and gardening. And it was basically a polar bear family. Imagine a polar bear family, like the Berenstain bear family, but they're polar bears and they wear sunglasses. They're the solar bear family. And you've got these cubs. What this polar bear family is doing is it's teaching the kids these skills, because it's going to be the kids, they're going to have to deal with the big after effects of climate change. They're going to have to deal with what's coming and what we're leaving behind for them. And it's really important that they understand and have the skills to deal with it. And so that's what the bears are teaching them, but they're also teaching them the Ojibwe language, and the bears are speaking the Ojibwe language to one another. So it's teaching them culture. It's also teaching them these practical skills that they're going to, you know, have to rely on in the future. And so I really believe in this program. I really believe that this is important. We really have to bring the kids along on this journey because they're the ones that are going to be dealing with the after effects of climate change. And so that's why I think this is so important. And Native Son, that was why this was created. Also, working on a workforce development program for the vets, because I also believe that we have a problem. We're losing 30 vets a day, I think, to suicide. I believe that healing is in the environment. And as I was giving a talk at one of these conferences I was at, I had a couple of vets come up to me and say, hey, you know, we need to get this program for the guys coming off the battlefield, coming off and returning into society. And I thought to myself, hey, man, Solar for Vets. I mean, this is being done around the country right now, but this is something that currently working on with some guys at Deed. So this is a workforce development piece, but you know, I need a Native Son, the nonprofit, to help facilitate these relationships. So there's a lot more programming that we're doing around the social justice side too, around Native Son. So it's really exciting. I'm really happy. I see really good things, doing some good work with this organization going forward.
Yeah. So Bob, how did you get here? Like, you know, what was your path that led you into becoming interested in solar power? What, you know, what was your introduction to that?
You know, I was working at Ameriprise Financial back in, must have been 2007 or something, 2000. I forget. We were just talking about new technologies and new things that were coming, and one of the people at the table started talking about solar energy and renewable energy, and how this was going to be the future. I, of course, you know, was very interested. I started doing some digging. And was like, wow, this guy's spot on. You know, this is going to be huge in the future. And just after that, I forgot his name, but he came out with the book. He came out with this book, and it just talked about this green energy future. And I read it, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. So I was taking a couple of classes at Minneapolis Community and Technical College. And in my business management course, I wrote a business plan for a company called Solar Bear. Then just right after that, we had the housing crisis, and we had the economic meltdown, the recession. I just decided to kind of refocus my life into renewable energy and learning everything and all that I can about it. Unfortunately, my brother passed away, and I became a surrogate father to his kids. And there was this overwhelming belief, or this overwhelming feeling that came over me, like a protective feeling. And I wanted to do something special or do something good for them and create a better world for them. And Solar Bear and renewable energy was my way of trying to do that for them.
You launched Solar Bear, you know, right after the beginning of the economic downturn, right? It's a hard time to launch an organization, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, especially a startup, it's hard to run an organization. It's hard to keep people employed. There's so many ups and downs of an entrepreneur. But you know, I think about Ray Kroc, you know, you watch a movie like The Founder, and you think about that, and you just, you know, persistence, yeah. you have to keep with it. And I think that's one of the secrets to being an entrepreneur, is to keep on having that belief in yourself and continuously thinking, you know, because everyone's going to doubt you. But like, you just have to keep on with that persistence. That's what's going to win through. And that's just a good lesson for life, you know, in anything and everything that you do, you just have that persistence and you'll succeed.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting point you're making there, Bob. I wonder sometimes if we're trying to shape our business, don't you think that sometimes your business shapes you?
Absolutely. Solar Bear takes on a life of his own. I don't know what he's going to do sometimes. I believe you. I get it. Every small business owner, every business owner will tell you this. Your business takes on a life of its own. And when you're not doing something, it's out there doing something, and you don't know what they're doing. And I have been in interviews, or I have sat in different areas where I've said to the people I'm sitting there with, Solar Bear's right there. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what he's going to bring to my attention next or what he's going to talk me into. But trust me, this thing is real. It takes a lot of passion. It takes a lot of love. And it takes a lot of patience. You putting your heart, your soul, your mind, everything you have into this entity, you really do breathe life into it. When entrepreneurs say this is their life, it is the truth. We do put so much of ourselves into it. But the rewards and you see people that want to know more about it, are they encouraged by it, and they want to do it too. And those are the exciting things about it. You know, and that's what makes it worth doing.
If you could pass on one piece of advice to an early stage social entrepreneur, what would you tell them?
Don't give up. Persistence. Just keep going. You know, keep on hurling. It's never, and it doesn't get easier.
Yeah.
It actually, you know, it doesn't, you think, oh, it's going to get easier. No, it doesn't. There's an excitement putting people to work, giving them jobs, employing them, seeing their faces, knowing that they're feeding their families. You're helping with that, that what you're doing is helping cut carbon emissions, that what you're doing is going to be beneficial to the world, that a green future is possible, and that we can all be a part of it, and we can all succeed if we work together by programs with the Returning Citizens Initiative, you know, where we are training inmates on clean energy, solar installations, like the possibility of this VETS program. I mean, there's, and then the other part about getting the kids involved and knowing that they're the ones that are really going to be dealing with the big problems of climate change. We've seen how much this pandemic has changed our life. We're running out of time. We've got to get on this. This can't wait till tomorrow. And knowing that you're a part of that solution is what really does drive me and should drive every entrepreneur and every person, that small business owner.
What would you call on people to go and do as a result of this conversation?
Climate change is real. This isn't something we're making up. The last 10 years, every year has gotten hotter. And each year we have seen something new: SARS, MERS, Ebola, now COVID-19. We are doing this incredible experiment where we're digging up all these fossil fuels and we're putting them in the air. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're seeing the results of it. And so what I would ask people to do is to think about that and to vote, to vote for the people with the right policies, because this is where we're really going to make the change, is having the right people that are in those positions, elective positions, making the right decisions for our future. And our future has to be renewable and green if we're going to have a future, because this current trajectory that we're on, we see is not healthy for the planet, for ourselves, and just for the human existence. You know, we're committing eco suicide. So I think that's one of the big things is for people to get out and vote, but vote for the right person whose policies align with helping and saving the environment.
So if people were looking for you, Solar Bear, Native Sun, if they were looking online, where should they look?
Solarbear.earth. And nativesun.org.
Yeah, and that's S-U-N.
Yep, and apparently I have an Instagram and Facebook and I have all these other social websites that I don't even know how to work yet. But apparently I'm on all these other things too. Yeah. But I don't control that stuff. So I'm only going to say the website.
All right. Listen, thanks so much for being with us on Social Entrepreneur.
Yep. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it, pal. Have a good one.
And thanks to you, the listener, for joining us today. You are the reason that we produce Social Entrepreneur. You can find the show notes, bonus material, and more at tonyloyd.com. That's TonyLoyd.com. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining me today. And until next time, please remember to use this one short, amazing life and go make an impact. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time on Social Entrepreneur.